Let's start with the good news. 2020 was so bad that just about anything looks good by comparison. Not only did the pandemic grind the economy to a halt and crush the tourism sector, it was also one of the worst years for Southeast Alaska's fishing industry on record. The owner and director of Rain Coast Data, Melanie Shivens, says it's impossible to imagine a better year-over-year recovery in jobs, wages, and visitation.
It's so nice to be able to watch the economy bouncing back and see those job numbers coming back and those wages coming back. And there's so much positivity looking forward.
Rain Coast Data's latest annual report for the Economic Development Group Southeast Conference was released Tuesday on the first day of the organization's annual meeting in Ketchikan. Shivens says that as the tourism season winds down, she's expecting the total number of passengers in Southeast Alaska to come in at just over 1 million. That's the fourth highest number on record, and she says next year could be a record breaker.
The cruise industry itself is saying, look for a season that's similar to that 2019 season. So that was 1.33 million passengers. And, but we're going to have more ships and more sailings. And so I'm expecting it to be probably our biggest season ever.
Another highlight is the construction sector. With federal infrastructure money coming into Alaska following the passage of a bipartisan bill last year, Shivens is expecting another big year for builders. The mining sector grew slowly but steadily last year, adding just shy of 40 jobs for a total of nearly 900 in the region. But another key part of Southeast Alaska's resource industry struggled. Employment in the timber industry fell to its lowest point on record. Just 312 people work in timber felling and processing, mostly on Prince of Wales Island. That's down more than 90% from the industry's peak in 1991. Shivens points to uncertainty about the status of the federal roadless rule. The logging restriction was lifted by the Trump administration in 2020, but the Biden administration announced plans to restore it last year. The report also notes Sea Alaska Corporation's decision to transition away from old-growth logging early last year. But the shining star of the 2021 economy was the seafood sector. It wasn't exactly a banner year for the industry in terms of the total weight harvested and the value of the catch. Last year's haul was just ahead of the 10-year average, but both of those metrics more than doubled from 2020.
It really came back and supported the economy. And actually in 2021, our seafood sector was our number one wage provider in Southeast Alaska. And that was for the first time since 2015.
That's among private sector industries. The top wage provider for Southeast Alaskans was, as usual, the government. The public sector provided about a third of workers' total earnings in 2021. But Shivens says she's worried about a growing trend, state jobs leaving the region or disappearing altogether.
The number one item of concern that I have is watching state jobs diminish in Southeast Alaska. So if you look at the last 10 years, state jobs in Southeast Alaska have decreased by 24%. And that is it. That is a lot of jobs. And those jobs are good paying jobs with benefits attached to them.
And she says Southeast is bearing a disproportionate share of the state job cuts under Governor Mike Dunleavy.
When we look at under the Parnell and Walker administrations, these jobs were really just going away. These were part of job cuts. And in the last couple of years, we've seen these jobs moving to other parts of Alaska.
According to the report, state authorities have cut 65% of the Department of Public Safety's jobs in Southeast Alaska and 62% from the Alaska court system. Jobs with the state education and transportation departments are down by about half, as are University of Alaska jobs in the region.
We've got this really strong economic recovery coming in Southeast Alaska, and that's the one thing that if those cuts continue are something that I worry about can sort of derail that economic recovery.
Total employment in all sectors is down 12% from pre-pandemic levels across the region as of this June. That's in part because employers in the tourism sector can't fill open jobs. Shivens says the lack of available housing in the region is playing prominently in the labor shortage.
We've got this sort of labor housing shortage that we're seeing across Southeast Alaska. And I'm putting them together because that's how our business leaders are describing them.
More than 60% of business leaders say rental and home prices are too high for their staff. A similar fraction say there are simply not enough homes on the market. The shortages are most pronounced in Hoonah, Sitka, Ketchikan, and Skagway, according to the survey. And construction is not meeting demand. Shivens' data shows that the number of housing units permitted and completed actually fell by almost 20% last year.
We know that the cost of construction has gone up, and so maybe that has put people off. But we are seeing very low building rates for homes across Southeast Alaska right now.
Despite the warning signs, though, business leaders are optimistic. Nearly 80% say they have a positive outlook for the next year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.